MSNBC's Malcolm Nance on Kabul suicide bombings that killed at least 12 U.S. service members, hashtag deal with it. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 26, 2021. Warning, graphic images. MSNBC intelligence analyst Malcolm Nance reacted to suicide bombings outside of Kabul's international airport on Thursday, which killed at least 11 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic, by telling Americans to deal with it. Nance made the declaration in a hashtag to his nearly 1 million followers on Twitter. 20 years FYI, there have been terrorist suicide bombers killing civilians nearly daily in Afghanistan. This ain't new. It's why we are leaving. Hashtag deal with it, Nance tweeted. It appears Nance has since deleted the tweet. In addition to the U.S. service members killed, the twin suicide bombings outside Hamid Karzai International Airport and the Baron Hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 60 people and wounded another 150 on Thursday, according to reports. The White House canceled its noon briefing with Press Secretary Jen Psaki, which would have presumably offered a more concrete update on the status of American citizens left in Afghanistan. Nance's description of the mass killing as not news prompted a torrent of outrage on the social media outlet. Tweeting the hashtag deal with it in the wake of a deadly terrorist attack that killed at least a dozen U.S. service members is not Nance's first time disparaging his fellow countrymen and downplaying terrorism. In 2019, Nance compared supporters of President Donald Trump and Islamic State members, arguing that they are very similar, during an appearance on MSNBC's Hardball with host Chris Matthews. The frequent MSNBC guest also claimed that veterans who support Trump are not honorable military veterans during an appearance on MSNBC's AM Joy in 2018. Nance routinely promulgated the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theory on MSNBC and claimed, without evidence, that President Trump was an asset of the Russian government, likely adding to the hysteria and confusion experienced by consumers of the establishment press during the Trump administration. In 2019, the Department of Justice announced that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation found no evidence of collusion between any American and the Russian government in attempting to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.